This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. What a gorgeous day out there. Hopefully you've got to get out and enjoy the beautiful sunshine without the horrible heat. So hopefully you're enjoying it. My name is, they said, is Shannon Sebastian, and we're here with the Q. I'm joined by my partner in crime, Alan Painter.
Well, that's better than what you called me before, okay. So I'll take that.
I wasn't going to say it.
You wanted to.
Oh, so much. And we're here today to just talk about some really awesome, cool new things happening. So I'm excited about that. And to help us out with that, we have Aaron Maidlow, who is the executive director of Umpqua Valley Farm to School and also one of the partners of Umpqua Grown. And I know one of your sidekicks was going to be with us here, so we miss her. Jess, we miss that you weren't here today, but
yes.
We hope to have you on some other time when you tell us how fantastic all this is going. So, Aaron, welcome.
Thank you.
And I just kind of want to start off because I really think people need to understand that this is like a collaborative effort. So could you explain that, what this is?
Yeah, so the Umpqua Grown Guide is a partnership between several organizations that came about through the Food Systems Committee that Thrive Umpqua put together. So Sarah McGregor and myself are co-chairs of that committee, and we work on all things food systems related. So we... you know, right now we're working on grocery store initiatives. We've worked on breastfeeding coalitions. There's a member that does that. All kinds of food system stuff. And so as part of our food system, one thing that's lacking, as you mentioned a little bit ago, is a guide to all the local farms and U-Pick spots and restaurants
yes.
that use local produce or products and beer and wine. We used to have something like this several years ago, but we haven't had one in about 5 years. So this came about. It's Thrive Umpqua, Feeding Umpqua, and Umpqua Valley Farm to School. And we have several other partners, but those are the key ones that put this together.
It's gorgeous. I'm looking at the Catalyte right now, and this is impressive.
Yeah, I'm thumbing through it, and it's like this really is impressive. And it, you know, and I think in light of what you know recent events, I think it's critical. I mean, how many of us have used cruises? I mean, it just
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Cruises before them, it was Lawrence's, and you know, and that's all I ever knew. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go out to landings, but so to have a map to where do we go? I tell you, this is impressive. I encourage everybody to get your hand on a copy of this.
Yeah, I think we're gonna snag some from Aaron, and we'll have them in our lobby.
Yep.
If people
yeah,
want to
the lobby at Premier Insurance Group.
Yeah, 708 Southeast Mosier.
Oh, I've been there.
There you go.
Just came from there.
So where else can we get our listeners grab a hold of this?
Yeah.
All 14 of our listeners.
Well, we're actually having an Umpqua Grown launch party tomorrow at Joseph Jane from 4 to 6 p.m. And so we'll be there with lots of the guides. They have pizza, and right now they're featuring local produce from Laney Farm on it. Obviously, they have delicious local wine. Crane Creek Ranch is going to be there with local lamb that you can buy. And then Gathering Grounds is actually making some of their delicious pastries and desserts to bring. So everybody can stop by and pick up one of these great magazines and some tasty local food and drink while they're out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just got an immense craving. Can you imagine the pizza?
I know they're partnering it all together.
Local fresh grown tomatoes
yeah,
on it.
I know, it's so good.
Oh, dude.
Yep. Yeah. And that, what time is that tomorrow?
4 to 6 p.m. out at Joseph Jane.
And so that's out Lower Garden Valley?
Yeah, you know what? Let's look them up in the guide.
As Shannon would say, Google it.
Google it. I do say Google it a lot. So on here it says 155 Lower Garden Valley Road.
You got it.
So 4 to 6.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they have live music from Eric Schnatz out there as well.
That sounds delightful.
Oh, that sounds like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it should be a fun time.
And is there anywhere else that we, for folks maybe not pick this up?
Yeah, we'll have, they're actually all over town. If you go to the farmer's market, Umpqua Valley Farmer's Market, Canyonville Farmer's Market, we hope to put some out at Sutherland Farmer's Market. They have them out at the Lighthouse Bakery. You can always pick them up at Thrive Umpqua or at Feeding Umpqua, which is formerly UCAN Food Bank, in case people don't know that yet. There are lots of local restaurants. I dropped them off at tons of restaurants downtown and the wine destination, Trella Vineyards. Yeah, just go in and ask if they have one. And if they don't, ask them why not.
All right. I kind of had a thought.
That's a good approach. I like that.
You know, rumor has it next week is the Douglas County Fair.
True.
And we're going to be there.
We are. We could put these on the table.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're so smart. Idea.
You know, so if anybody's at the fair, if they have a couple extras, we can hand them out there. So, you know, people to, maybe they haven't seen them because everyone needs to get their hands on this.
Yep.
It's gorgeous. You guys did a great really job is. With this. I mean, the presentation is excellent.
Thanks. It was a lot of work and we learned a lot from it. So hopefully next year will be a more streamlined process, but it was super fun to put together. Really cool to see how many local businesses actually use local products. I mean, if you thumb through, you can see the restaurants and wineries, just restaurants especially, there's so many that have local products that, you know, maybe they don't advertise it, but they're definitely using things from local farms around here. And then there's so many farms. I think we have something like 4,000 acres in Douglas County for agriculture. You know, and a lot of them are ranches and things that are these expansive places, but there's so many small farms around here that are mm-hmm. selling at the farmers market and they sell to schools and restaurants. So really cool to have them all in one guide.
Yeah, that's absolutely. A real shame that somebody doesn't actually promote that they use local stuff, because to me that would seem like that's a draw to me. Like mm-hmm. Alan said, that fresh from off the vine to the restaurant sliced up. There's nothing better than those awesome
one bite
tomatoes.
Tells you.
It does for sure. Oh, yeah, some of them do. North 40 for sure has it on their menu that they use local beef. And we're getting there. It's a process, but we're trying to, we're going to, I think, create little Umpqua grown stickers or something that we can take around to restaurants that use local products and maybe stick them on their menus or just, you know, this is a pretty new project, so we definitely hope to get it out there and encourage restaurants and any retail, you know, grocery stores, specialty stores, promote when you have local goods on your menu or in your store, because it's definitely a draw. I mean, during the pandemic, the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market saw big growth in people supporting local businesses, and that's pretty amazing. We've got so much here. We can grow year round. So really cool that people are so into supporting local businesses here.
Well, you know, it's probably the one product out there where you can buy a, you know, a much, much superior product at less cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, where do you get that? And I tell you what, it is amazing when you go to a restaurant and they serve local fresh vegetables. I mean, one bite, you could tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I don't know, tomatoes is, to me, is a key thing. It's like a December tomato is like eating styrofoam. Oof, so right now I'm getting really excited because tomatoes are starting to pop. And it's like,
you cannot beat a fresh tomato.
No, it's a huge difference.
It just ruined you for the other 9 months where you can't get them.
I know. This guide actually features school gardens and community gardens too. So if you're into growing your own produce, the community gardens, a lot of them have space available still. So if you check out the guide, you can flip through to the community garden spot and give them a call if you want to. It's a lease type thing, but they often have scholarships even for people that can't pay the price, which I think they're pretty low cost. So pretty cool that they have. I mean, we're making it pretty easy to grow your own food around here if you want to. And then the school gardens too. We have, I think when I was on a few weeks ago, we talked about all the school gardens in Douglas County. Mm-hmm. So they're all mapped out in here. And you could even go to our...
You can hear us all flipping our pages because we're all looking through this thing at different times.
I know, I'm still looking through.
No, it's great.
I mean, it really is ruffling.
You can go to the website even, and there's a map on there that'll take you to where, like, the location of all the farms and things too. So for the UPIC guide, if you want to drive around one day and pick a bunch of produce, You can scan the QR code, go to the website, and type in what farm you want to go to, and find it on the map. Which is pretty cool.
And what's the website, Erin?
It's umpquagrown.com.
That's easy enough to remember.
Well, Super easy.
We do a lot of farm and ranch insurance at the office. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've really noticed lately is a lot of micro farms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, small acreages, but actually a lot of different products grown on that. You know, it might be a 5-acre place, and they may have 10 different products, where in the past we'd find these farms that would grow just tomatoes or just wheat or just something like that. And it's really kind of neat to see a lot of that input and the new products that they're bringing mm-hmm. out. Some stuff I've never heard of, but you know, you try it, just amazing. So
yep. Yeah, it's actually really great for your soil quality and stuff too, to plant, like rotate through crops and plant lots of different kinds and move them around. And we have such a huge food system here and such dedicated folks who want to buy local that it's really the way to go right now. Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
Sorry, we lost Shannon there. She's reading her book there. Sorry. Oh, well, by the way, Shannon, we're happy to be on the air right now.
We happen to be live. Okay.
Just FYI.
Well, I was looking through one of the sections, which was the, now I skipped. I saw FFA, and it's fair time next week. Fair time is fun time. But the farm and ranches section. So in my mind, I'm already going, well, this group's not in here. This group's not in here. So tell us, Erin, how does somebody get in this for next time?
So you can go to our website. It's umpquagrown.com. Sorry, that came out wrong. and there's a registration form on the website. Yeah, we went through as many people as we could find this year and contacted them. Even if they didn't respond, we still, if we had their info, we put it in. The basic directory listings are free. So please, if you have a farm or ranch that's not listed in this guide and you want it to be listed, get in touch. You can send an email to info@umpquagrown.com, or you can just hop on the website and fill out that registration form. We'll also be opening registration for the guide for next year. Mm-hmm. We hope to have that closed and complete by December. So you can register now for a paid advertisement too. And so with the paid ads, you can do like there's full page ads, half page, quarter page, or you can just do a logo next to your basic directory listing too. So all of that is listed on the website.
Well, and Shannon,
this is awesome.
It's a pretty easy name to remember, but just in case, can we get that posted on ours too?
Yeah, the Umpqua Grown?
Yes.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to send it out because we've actually had people on the show that should be in this book.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a lot of farms and ranch clients mm-hmm. in the area, so we can share that with them as well.
Yes, please do. There's also,
think if it's a resource, yeah, the more that's in there, the more options for people. So that's just mm-hmm. phenomenal.
Yep. We have food resources as well. Feeding Umpqua is in here with all their food bank and then all the food pantries and the summer meals at schools and things too.
Well, that's awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to pause right there for a moment. I think we're going to take a commercial break.
You think?
I think so. That was a good place to pause, but we need more information from Erin, so we're going to be back in just a moment. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is Your Cue.
And you weren't late.
Not really. It was still playing music. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter, and we have Erin Maidlow, who is the Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Farm to School, and a key component in person with Umpqua Grown. So, Erin, thank you for being on here and teaching us already so much that you already have, and for being involved in making this awesome resource book.
Oh, it really is.
Thanks for bringing me back again.
Yes.
So I'm becoming a regular here.
Yeah. Umpqua Grown, explore the bounty of the Umpqua Valley. That's awesome.
Well, it's really kind of neat. Right there on the cover, kind of gets says what there is. This isn't a huge tractor, you know, in a 100-acre field. It looks like a family on a small tractor out there tilling just a plot, and mm-hmm. you know, the small growers, you know, and be able to seek these guys out and find them and get products like this that are not only grown locally but grown very hands-on intensive, you know. I mean, that's yep. with right. passion and love and care for what they do.
That's actually the Valadez family right there on the cover from Valadez Organic Produce.
Oh, that's awesome. Shout out to the Valadez family.
That's
there
right.
It is. I mean, right there. It tells
They're
you
very,
how special
very good photogenic
this is.
Family.
Yep.
So earlier you talked about all these different committees. So, Erin, I want to touch on that a little bit of what is the Food Systems Committee? You talked about different ones, but I'm assuming that has a lot to do with this.
Yeah, the Food Systems Committee, it's another sort of, it's part of Thrive Umpqua. It used to be the Food Policy Committee, but we realized we work on so much more beyond food policy. And so the Thrive Umpqua did a food hub assessment a few years ago to determine if Douglas County could sustain a physical food hub where we would get produce and products mm-hmm. from local farms and aggregate them out to other regions within like the 5-county region of southwestern Oregon. And so from that, we sort of developed the Food Systems Committee out of the food policy. And we work on, like I said, there's the Breastfeeding Coalition. They're part of the committee. Umpqua Valley Farm to School. So we do a lot of garden work, school gardens, community gardens, food banks with Feeding Umpqua. OSU Extension is part of it. So we do nutrition education, small farms. It's a lot. So that, you know, we all, that which that's essentially what's in this guide is sort of a little bit from each one of us from that committee. Through this guy, well, I'll let you go ahead instead of just owning the show.
No, you're.
Oh, we
you're,
like it. You're doing great.
You're killing it.
Educate me.
Yeah, we're all ears. This is all good stuff. I love the piece of the puzzle where it's community, different groups coming together mm-hmm. for a common goal that's benefiting our community. It's like, oh, that just makes like my heart sing.
Yeah, we did.
I'm up
There's
in my
been
feelers.
A lot of surveys and things sent out to the community to see what the community needs. It's not just us saying, oh, well, we should put out this guide. It's actually something that the community has asked for. We hear it constantly. Like, I get emails all the time. Where can I find peaches right now? Mm-hmm. So this guide has a U-Pick guide, or it's got a seasonality guide. You know, we just kind of put together a one-stop resource for all these things that people are asking about.
Well, and before the show, I was telling her, it's like, you see it on Facebook all the time. Where's a great place?
Or
I'm new to the area. Where's a great place to get peaches or cherries or whatever? And I'm like, it's one-stop shopping with this booklet. So now we just got to get these booklets out to the people.
Yeah, yes. And you know, the other thing, I was like, where can we get information about how to grow stuff? You know, I mean, why do my zucchini always have yellow dead ends on them and my tomatoes get ugly little brown spots on them? And you know, that's kind of education stuff. It's awesome for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just that resource to be like, phone a friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Phone
the Master Gardeners.
A little more knowledgeable.
The Master Gardeners contact is in there. You can contact them.
That's
you can
awesome.
Contact us.
You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
And
we're
I know this couldn't have been easy and couldn't have been done in a small amount of time. So thank you for your dedication and your commitment to this. This is really great.
Thank you.
Especially with two of you.
It took a lot more than two of us.
Two to get the horses going. And
right.
There were actually Susie Johnston Forte, Jennifer Colwell, Sarah McGregor. Let's see. Nancy Rodriguez, Logan Bennett, Jennifer Graffiata. They all were part of the team working on this, and Ty Morton. So
thank you to everybody then.
Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. You know, and like I said, I want to be a little bit over enthusiastic, but swing by our booth and pick up a copy of this. You really got to see this. We can't describe how great of a resource it is. So please, you know, stop by, go online, whatever. Get one of these in your hands and then participate in it. And if you're a farmer or something like that it's not listed in here, get in here and
yes,
help
please.
Us help you.
Yep.
It would help. It would be so great if almost everything that was at our local delis. And Alan's so sweet, he goes and gets us gals lunch almost every single day, him and Cheryl every day. And it's like, so he's out there. He knows what's out there. So it's like, it would be so great to have that fresh produce this time of year our local.
How disappointing is it? You know, you bite into a sandwich and it's tomato and it's like styrofoam and you know what's in season right now. You know, it's like, Well, you know, I don't know if it costs much more, but I'd pay an extra quarter for some good tomatoes on a sandwich. So, you know, we got to get everybody on board here.
Yeah, this is excellent.
So we're hoping to do a gathering in the fall with producers and buyers, which would be like specialty stores, grocery stores, institutions like the VA and the hospital and schools, anyone who wants to buy local. So restaurant owners and, you know, vineyards, wineries, just to connect them and figure out, you know, a lot of the farmers will do wholesale or they have a special price for restaurants. So reach out to farms, go to the farmer's market and ask them, tell them you have a restaurant and you want to buy local produce, work with them. There are some. Steamboat Inn is at the farmer's market quite a bit buying local products. So anyway, with that gathering, we hope to connect people and kind of get a better understanding of how to buy local when you have a restaurant. And, you know, it doesn't have to be super expensive.
Right.
So cool. Well, when you get that all going, let us know and we'll do a shout out about it and make sure that people don't miss that event.
Yeah,
so they
can
make those connections. That would be great.
Thank you.
So again, I just want to cover this because I feel like I know I'm umming today.
You're umming.
Stop the umming. I want to reiterate some of the information that we've already given out. Yeah. So if a business wants to get in the book, they should do that by before December, because you want to be done and over it by then. If you want an ad, same thing.
Yep.
So now this one's done, and for people to get into the next edition, they need to get with you in the fall.
Yes, please visit umpquagrown.com, fill out the registration. We'll send you an invoice and you get it paid. And then we hope to have next year's edition out by March so that we hit the entire, you know, UPIC growing CSA season. And so going forward, we hope to have it out by March every year. But, you know, our first year, our baby took a little longer to cook.
Yeah, I just, you know, with anything, it's just going for it, though, you know, and just ripping the Band-Aid off and getting it done and getting it produced and out there. And it's beautiful. You guys did
a great job.
I'm keeping this one for myself selfishly. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can find them all over town. Come to the party tomorrow night from 4 to 6. Get some live music, local food and wine.
Copy of your guide.
Copy of the guide, for sure.
That is so amazing.
Thank you.
And so how are things? I want to circle back. Since you were on a while ago with the Umpqua Valley Farm to School, how are things going? You got some help?
Yep, we have my dear AmeriCorps from this year, Julia. Her last day was today, so wonderful, and
thanks for your help.
Heading on to new ventures. I have a summer AmeriCorps member right now, and her last day is going to be next week, and then we have a new member starting August 29th that we're super excited about. So, just promoting the Farm to School grant through Oregon Department of Education is open right now, so we're really working on that with a lot of schools, with our own organization, just getting that out there. And it's really just like this guide and all the farms here, the Farm to School program is really growing here too, so that's super exciting for me.
And I want to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think earlier when we talked about this a little while ago, you had mentioned that I think the city of Roseburg had given a grant, is that right? Or
oh my gosh,
I feel like if that's the case, we should say that. But
the
city
of Roseburg, yes, they gave a really generous grant to help us produce this Umpqua Grown Guide. I'm so sorry, city of Roseburg.
We got them in here.
mention you sooner. Yes, they were super generous in awarding us a grant to produce this. And then part of the funds also came from a specialty crop block grant through Oregon Department of Agriculture as well, that Umpqua Valley Farm to School has to work on our local food system and field trips to farms and stuff. And ultimately, all of it is to increase tourism and folks getting to Douglas County and having local, you know, supporting local businesses.
Yeah, That's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is tax money well spent. Thank you to the city.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The city of Roseburg is bringing it together and donating, and this is it seems like a very worthwhile cause. So.
Yes, so grateful for them.
I'm glad to give that shout out when somebody's doing something great and making good choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good choice. And I know we said we're going to be out at the fair, and we're in the air-conditioned building, so you can come hang out in the air conditioning. Are you guys going to be out there with any part of this that people could find you? Or
Umpqua Valley Farm to School is not going to be at the fair, but Oregon State University Extension, I'm sure they'll have some at their booth, too, at the probably in the exhibit building.
Exhibit building, yeah. Okay, just want to make sure if there was somebody else out there or something. So, well, that's great. Well, thank you again, and pass it on to your whole crew, because, like I said, I know projects like this don't happen overnight. Like you said, it took extra long to cook this one, so a lot of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears went into...
Yeah, and to get something like this right out of the gate, just an incredible testament to hard work and passion, you know, so... I'm looking forward to seeing it next year already, if this is the first year. So
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Better every year.
Yeah, yes. We keep putting the pressure up, and then, you know, eventually when I go buy a local sandwich, it'll have local tomatoes on it.
Yeah, that's right. I would love to see the local assisted living homes using good quality local produce for our seniors that are there. And it, I mean, some of that stuff doesn't taste so hot. I'm sorry, y'all, but that's my opinion.
And I'm not much into, you know, caring about healthy, you know, but it's got to be way healthier.
Yeah. Yeah. There's more nutrients and fresher items. Yeah. We actually just did a really cool produce project, DC produce project with a couple of schools. We did Elkton, Yonkala, and we did a little bit in at Roseburg schools too, but we got produce boxes from local farms and got to deliver them to the kids through their summer camps, so that's they get to try lots of local produce during
pretty
the summer.
Cool. Well, thanks again for all your guys' hard work.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you're just dabbling in so many different areas.
It's like, I know.
This is
never
a great
sleep.
Big blanket thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thanks
yes,
for having
you're
me.
Welcome. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. It's the first Thursday of the month, so we're going to have Carlos with Umpqua Survival on the local
big guy
business
is here.
Buzz. Big guy's back. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello and welcome back. It's that time for the Local Business Buzz. Sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And it's the first Thursday of the month. So as you know, we have Carlos here from Umpqua Survival to tell us what's happening out there on Diamond Lake Boulevard.
How's it going? It's good to be here again.
Always good to have you. Always good to have you. So you just had the drawing because we're just started a new month, and again, Alan didn't win.
Yeah.
I know. Pity party.
It was such a cool red gun, too.
It really was. So, well, but that might be sad to you, but the good news is now there's a new one.
No way.
Yes.
You're going to get to go buy more tickets and not win again.
Probably. So, Carlos, what do you have out there for this month?
This month we're giving away a Remington TAC-14 20-gauge shotgun. It's a little home defense pistol grip shotgun with some ammo and stuff to go along with it. And all the profits are getting donated to the Douglas County Veterans Day Parade Committee to help put on the Veterans Day Parade this year.
How cool is that?
I'm all about that. Love it.
Well, you know, that's one nice thing about it. Umpqua Survival. It's like every time it's, you know, there to help our heroes and, you know, and our so many worthwhile organizations. So, you know, and the parade, that is what, you know, what they say, that's the biggest parade in the state for veterans.
I love the Veterans Day Parade.
Yep.
I was giggling a little bit there because not because of the Veterans Day Parade or anything like that, but every time we have somebody on that's doing a nonprofit or a charitable event or something like that, and they list off their sponsors for the event or people that have donated. I don't know if you've ever not been mentioned,
yeah,
Carlos.
I know it. We're just have to just start taping Umpqua Survival.
Yeah, they I should just have a button on the keyboard that's like, Ball Survival, in Carlos's voice.
Well, we try and help out as many people as we can. Sometimes it's just something small, but, you know, every little bit helps them raise money. And that's
absolutely
that's what it comes down to. That's what's important.
Absolutely. And the fact that it's like every single month you're giving people the opportunity to win a great prize, and it's going – I mean, to me, that's a double win. Like, somebody's going to be happy they want a gun, and the nonprofit's going to be happy that – they're getting some proceeds from that. And so it's like a double blessing.
Let me add, as a non-winner, a frequent non-winner, you know, it does make me feel a whole heck of a lot better to know my money's going for Ride for 22 or some of these wonderful
Kids
organizations.
Safe program.
So it's like, honey, I'm only doing it to support these organizations. I'm not trying to get another gun, which I know I don't need, but...
Whoever says
it's perseverance. You just keep trying, yeah.
You just keep at it.
Carlos keeps hard selling me. Honey, it's not my fault. But, you know, if you haven't been in there recently, if you walk in there, you'll know what I mean. They have such an amazing selection of firearms and backpacking and survival supplies. It's neat because every time I go in there, I find something I didn't even think existed. You know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what you're not going to find, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to be totally glorious about this.
We've been hearing about this.
Okay. The ice cream sandwiches are sold out every time I go in, and I talk about them all the time on this radio
show.
Yes,
you do. Actually, so, just for you.
Yes? What?
I found another brand of them, so they're fully stocked again.
I'm going out. I'm driving by there tomorrow. I'm going to head to the OHA Summit at Diamond Lake. And I will stop and get me one.
And you better get a case.
I should probably.
I don't know if freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches really help cool you off, though, for the drive.
Not at all.
That just sounds too weird. Come
Not
on.
Not at all. But I could take it and, you know, they break apart and have everybody has to sample one.
People
it's
really
life-changing.
Like
well, at least put them in the fridge so they're cool.
No.
I mean, that's just weird.
That's not how it works.
Freeze-dried ice cream.
It's survival food, and for me, that includes chocolate chip mint ice cream sandwiches. I don't want to be off-grid hunting and not have chocolate chip ice cream mint sandwiches.
That's our girl. That's her idea of roughing it.
It is.
Well,
but I do have another shopping question. So here's the deal. We buy headlamps all the time, and they say they last forever, but they don't.
Right.
So I'm obviously buying wrong. So I need to go out to Umpqua Survival and have them teach me what I'm doing wrong. Because you guys do that.
You're buying it at Umpqua Survival if they're not lasting.
Yeah. I haven't yet, but now I am because... Well, no, actually, I think the one that we have that still works, we bought it at Umpqua Survival.
Yep, because everything out there lasts through a nuclear war. So
I think the biggest problem people have with headlamps is... They leave the batteries in.
Yes.
And they just let it sit wherever, and that little bit of moisture gets in there and they corrode and then they just stop working.
Yeah, ours, that could be it, part of it. I don't see the corrosion part, but we definitely have left batteries in them. But because we have cattle, we use them for out feeding at night and for all kinds of different things. And so we're not using ours just at hunting season to pack something out.
I have mine always handy. It's funny because when I first got it, put it on, oh gosh, my wife and kids laughed at me. What a dork I was.
So life-changing.
I tell you what, now everybody and their uncle has those. That's the handiest darn thing in the world, especially if you're out shooting a skunk or anything. I mean, you know. But if you don't have one, you got to have at least three of them. You know, they're... Are you laughing at me?
Oh, I'm already in my mind getting the emails about that skunk comment. But.
Well, poor Jack's got sprayed with a skunk, so we're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, go away. We need something else. I want to say, you know, last time you were on, Carlos, we had the Kid Safe program on here with you, and I came out. I committed on the show to doing those snow cones, and I showed up and I did my bit. But what nice, great humans that they all are that came for that. They were just they were super good nice folks, people. And I would sure love to do that again and really pump it up. Maybe when it's cooler.
Yeah.
And maybe we give them ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah, so, do it in the summer when you give them heated ice cream sandwiches, or in the winter when you give them hot ice cream sandwiches, right?
Right.
Well, it really is. I mean, see the kids participating in that and the kids' gun safety. I mean, we need to keep on doing that, you know, and educating our kids and teach them that they're not a scary thing. They're just a tool. And I know everybody at Umpqua Survival does a fantastic job in teaching adults and kids just, you know, the importance of firearm safety.
I got to get to know Z that day, and what a joy. She is such a wonderful woman, and I and that's the thing. I know I compliment you on your staff multiple times on some of the shows, but it's like, gosh, they're all so kind and genuine and just want to help and want to teach you and all of that. I'm just kudos to that. I came out there looking for a gun for my husband, and they were so helpful and told me, well, Shannon, don't get rid of that. Do this with it, and you could sell this for this and then do this. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it really is. I mean, because let's face it, you know, most times if you're not familiar with whatever it is, it's intimidating. And a lot of times you go to places where they think they're an expert, and they just scare the heck out of you. And they're very knowledgeable, but they're willing to talk down to you, and even though the basics are basic questions. So if you've kind of intimidated, talk about, you know, go to a big box store, go out to Umpqua Survival, and they'll explain that the questions that are, you know, maybe you're a little bit afraid to ask because you don't want to look stupid or you want to be talked down to. They don't out there. They're fantastic people.
Well, that's what we try. We try and be relatable to everybody, and to make people feel comfortable, because not everyone's used to going into that kind of an environment. And the whole idea of making people comfortable around guns, whether or not they've been around them their whole life or not, it's important. It's not only for business sake, but it's important just for overall safety. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that the people are getting answers to those questions. I tell you the other thing, when I was last out there, that I really didn't dig to because I get distracted by the firearms, is the knives. I mean, these are some of the beautiful handcrafted knives they have out there. I mean, yeah, they're made to go out and be used, but you could hang them on a wall. But these are strong, you know, heavy-duty knives, and where do you get those? I know some of those were actually looking.
Yeah, I've got two or three local guys that make knives, and we sell their knives in there. Plus, we have
a
large assortment of knives that we order in. But a lot of people really like the handcrafted ones, and they do really good work.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I love that's local.
Yeah, and I mean, these are craftsmen, you know, so you know they're made one at a time, not in a factory overseas. So, I mean, they were beautiful. You should really need to go and check them out, Shannon. You'd like them.
Well, I was showed multiple guns when I went in there, and they said, Shannon, which one would you buy if you were buying it? Because I said, oh, my husband needs to pick it out. It's of course I picked the most expensive one. Hello.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
Yeah,
it was actually pretty darn spectacular looking.
He really liked it too when he came in and looked at it. He just was worried that he would hurt it.
Yeah, he's like, well, if I bought that one, I wouldn't take it hunting. And I'm like, oh, we'll change that. So, Carlos, when I want to ask you about the fair. You're going to be out at the fair?
I'll be out at the livestock auction.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We won't have a booth there or anything, but I go out and we'll usually buy an animal or two just to, you know, help out the FFA and 4-H kids. And
support the kids.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Well, I'm sure we'll see you there.
All right. Plus, I'm a big fan of bacon, so.
Absolutely.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
That's not natural.
There's awesome. Nothing like real bacon off a pig from the fair.
Yeah, that's.
You know, you put it in the frying pan, it doesn't shrink away to nothing like a shrinky dink, you know.
Nobody likes shrinky-ding bacon.
Oh, no.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with more with these two guys. So we'll be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. This is your cue here on the radio.
Whoops, just Google it.
Sponsored by Premier Insurance, and this is the Umpqua Business Buzz, or Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. I'm just making up words today. And we have Carlos from Umpqua Survival here. Thank you, Carlos, for coming back. And so, so much stuff. So
well,
we have a winter.
Hunting season's coming, right?
Oh, yeah, it's right around the corner.
People, get your food ready.
Yep, so you guys are well stocked up for that, I saw.
Get your jet boil on.
Yeah, we're trying to be.
Yeah. Well, I know
I always feel like I'm behind the eight ball, you know.
Well, you're not with guns and firearms, I can tell you that, because you have a lot. And it was really cool. But every week you can go into Umpqua Survival, and right by the cash register, there is our little Your Q Umpqua Survival logo on it. And you can put in your name for a drawing for a $25 gift certificate. And the box is getting more and more full every time, I'm telling you. They had to, they were really struggling to stir them up last week. So this week, Leslie Bond, you are the winner. Congratulations. You can come here to the News Review and pick up that gift certificate and then go shopping. I recommend the ice cream sandwiches. And out at Umpqua Survival, some people pick a hat or something. But
a down payment on a new firearm.
Okay, well, that's a reach.
You're such a bubble popper.
Okay, well, I'm popping your bubble on that one. But anyway, Leslie, congratulations. Carlos, thank you for doing that every week and being so generous to sponsor this. We have had such great feedback on from the local businesses that have been able to be on the show because of your sponsorship with Umpqua Survival, and they're just so appreciative. And I know you've got a little bit of feedback on that too, and so I just want to say thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're happy to do it, and that's great. I mean, I love seeing other businesses succeed, and
you know, and hearing their stories. That's what's been fun, getting to know the people behind the business.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's been. It's like, you know, a little bit later. Sometimes it's a few weeks later, or sometimes it's a month or so later. But now people are starting to email me back and say, "Hey, I just wanted to say thank you again. Pass it on, you know, to Alan and Carlos." And so. That was super cool.
That is cool.
So I just wanted to let you know.
Consider
that.
Consider it passed.
I want
that
people
was a
who
good
listen
pass
to
on,
do that.
By the way, Shannon. Good work.
Thank you. I'm kinda killing it on that note. It's doing good today. Can't speak otherwise. But recently we had on two ladies from Country Creative Girls. They're Country Girls Create. They were awesome. And they gave me a cool shirt. We took our picture with it. It was super fun. And they were a hoot.
They were good.
They were a hoot. I enjoyed them on the show. And they were nervous as Nelly. And we just lightened up the room and got them all comfortable and had a great show. And they gave me my shirt.
Yep.
Which I wore the very next day to tell everybody, look at this shirt I got.
That's cool.
But secretly, behind the scenes, through emails, Cheryl and I have been working on a project with them.
Uh-oh.
So, Alan, this actually is for you.
Oh, no. I was just complaining that I never get gifts.
At Country Girls Create. Those are from the girls.
What in the world?
Oh. So I'm having them open it on air right now, ladies.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's awesome.
Oh, it is awesome, man. Let me describe it. I've got a drink. Insulated cup, and on one side it has Sidekick Jacks, and a picture when he was a pup, and a picture now. And I helped small business succeed. What's your superpower?
Yeah. That's awesome.
And how neat. Thank you very much, ladies. That is super cool.
They did a great job. And the writing is in what colors?
That's in Pittsburgh Steelers black and gold.
Hello.
Yeah.
They got you.
This has got class all over it.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, ladies, for that. He actually saw the box and said, I don't even get anything.
I don't get nothing.
Yeah. And so I just laughed knowing that that was actually for him, and I was going to do that in this segment of the show. So
thank you.
Kara, thank you for dropping that off. And to you gals, that was so sweet for you to do that. And it turned out great. So if anybody needs anything, look them up online. Check out our Your Q Facebook page, because we posted all their links and everything on there. And that was just super kind.
I would doubly recommend. This is actually a fantastically well-made insulated thermos cup. And I will put it to work next week at the fair.
There you go.
I love the fair.
I know you do.
Well, I love fair food.
I know you do. A lot. You didn't emphasize that near enough.
Italian sausage and pastrami for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, two times a day.
Funnel cakes for dinner.
Yep. And every bite, there's a...
You
do a thing after it. It's a thing.
It's euphoric.
It's bizarre. I also have an update here that the pond tour that they did back in June, they are doing another tour this Saturday from 9 to 5, and you can go around to local ponds and check out koi. There will be a koi sale at the first pond. Tickets are only $5, and you can buy them at Sherm's Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 8 to 11, or Umpqua Valley Farmers Market starting at 9 in the morning on Saturday, and you can get your tickets and go around and look at local koi ponds.
I want to go to a bass pond tour. Go fishing.
Yeah.
With the fish, you know.
I would do that too.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes. So everybody, go out, sign up, win your $25 gift certificate out to Umpqua Survival. Meet the staff. They're awesome.
Yep.
I know the guys are great, but the gals are awesome. I love Alice and Z, so shout out to those two special ladies. Yep. And we'll be back next week with more on Your Q with Virgil Osborne and Jamie Monahy from Chic Boutique.
And come see us at the fair next week. We'll be in the air-conditioned booth, yep. So please stop by and say hi.
Thanks, Carlos.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
Be kind, Douglas County.